Change your priorities and you'll change your life. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn how to set priorities so they work better for you in your life. Enjoy.
Here's how I choose a priority. And this is important. Use this little simple tool. It's so casual and it's so fast. Okay? The first thing I say, is this planned? First question I go, is it planned? I don't let someone else's false emergency become my priority. Don't let somebody else's false emergency become your priority. I'm sorry that this is suddenly a hot mess or a situation in your life, or it's due tomorrow and now you're reaching out to me because you need it now. I am sorry, because guess what? My day was planned weeks or months ago. I'm sorry you're scrambling last minute to make this happen, but your inability to plan is not my emergency. And you got to hold the line on that. People send me requests. I mean, literally, I mean, great friends too, amazing people. And you said, Brendan, could you endorse this book? Could you do this? Could you help out with this project? Could you donate here? Could you lead us here? And they'll be like, hey, I really need it on Thursday or something like that. And I'm like, wait a second. It's Tuesday. You need it on Thursday? Just because it's a hot mess of an urgent priority to you does not mean it's my priority. So I always ask, first and foremost, is this thing planned? And if it's not, I usually say no, or I know it's not a priority. Because if it's a priority, you thought through it, because now you're a strategic thinker. You're a what? Yeah, because high performers are strategic thinkers. You already knew what was the priority. If you don't know what priority is on Monday, and then what happens is you just become reactive. You just do whatever the world throws your way. And most of what the world throws your way is false emergencies. So you need to be wary of that. So I score 1 to 10. Is it planned? 1? No. 10? Absolutely. If it's been planned, it's a priority, right? If it's been planned for a while, it's a priority. That's why I planned it. Number 2, do you own this issue? I love this one. I ask that all the time. Do I own this? Right? If someone walks up to you, a big platter of crap, and says, here you go, Brendan, you deal with it. I go, I don't own that big stinking pile of crap. Right? I don't want that. I don't want that. I remember the Dalai Lama said, when someone comes, they asked him, how do you deal with anger? When someone comes up to you and they're angry and they're mean and they're judgmental, he says, oh, I refuse to accept that gift. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You don't own everybody else's train wreck or problems. You have an independent march that you are on too, and you cannot compromise every time everybody needs something from you. We talked about this earlier. So I score that. Because see, I'm so giving. If I don't give a score, I don't have a logical reason to say no. So I use categories like this. Next, do you feel it's right? You need to listen to yourself. If you're above 25 years of age and you're in this room, your intuition is much more developed than you know it is. It's way more highly developed than you give yourself credit for. And if something is put in front of you and you're trying to decide priorities, you probably know if it's right or not. And you need to listen to that. Don't always argue with your intuition. If something is saying no, listen and ask, why is it saying no? What is it saying? And make yourself debate your intuition. Meaning, accept the intuition unless you can debate the other side of it and it comes out on the other side, right? I debate my intuition all the time. My intuition says, don't do this. I say, okay, Brendan, make the case for doing it. And I'll try to win the argument. And that helps me follow my right path. Because how many of you ever took a wrong turn and you knew it was the wrong turn, right? Oh, by the way, I don't mean in a car, I mean in life. Who's ever took a wrong turn? You knew it was the wrong turn. How many of you ever went on a date with someone? You knew it was the wrong person. How many of you ever made a bad decision in your career and you just honestly, you knew it. You knew it. So own that. Listen to that intuition. I'm here to tell you, you know more things than you give yourself credit. There's wisdom in you. Listen to that wisdom in you much more often. The easy decisions of life are right and wrong. The tough decisions of life are right and right. And he says, you know, because you know what? Sometimes it's right for you to do your own thing, individual value. And sometimes it's right for you to help others, social value. And sometimes those values conflict, right? Sometimes you want justice on something, but you also know you should be merciful. Sometimes you know you want something in the short term, but you know it compromises the long term. Next, is there a real need now? When someone says to me they need something, remember that person says, I need something on Thursday? I write them an email back, but it says something to the effect of this. Thank you for letting me know that you would like this on Thursday. May I ask you a question? Could you tell me the date and time in which, if you don't receive this, homes burn down, people die, reputation is ruined, irreparable forever, and catastrophic events ensue? I want the last minute, if you don't get it then, everything falls apart moment. Anything before that moment is your preference, and I have to be honest with you. Hundreds of other preferences have come in before your last minute request here. So I have to be responsible and choose from all these other preferences and identify the real priorities and the real deadlines. So can you tell me the date and the time in which it is really due, the real deadline, and explain to me why that is the date for the real deadline? And then from there, I'll be able to appropriately prioritize and serve you with excellence. Thanks, Brendan. I send that 100 times a week. It's just like an FAQ. I pop, 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 pop. And you know what? The person said, Thursday, oh, you know what, Brendan? The first of the month is fine. I'm like, that's 4 weeks away. Most people's deadlines are preferences, not deadlines. And soon as you know that, that's why I say, is there a real need now? Most people's real need is BS. It's not a real need. That's their preference. Need versus preference. You learning to identify that will change your life forever.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.